local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. With gusty Santa Ana winds threatening to bring down power lines in areas at high risk for brush fires, SoCal Edison is keeping a close watch on conditions, ready to cut power in some areas if they have to. KNX 1070's Pete Demetrio starts our in-depth team coverage live from Edison's War Room in Irwindale.
The people in the Emergency Operations Center have made all the notifications they can about potential public safety power downs to the estimated 177,000 customers in San Bernardino, Riverside, and L.A. County living in the high-risk zones. Don Daigler, who runs the Center for SCE, says when winds reach critical levels, efforts will begin to determine what the risks are of downed lines by putting experienced crews right in the area to do two things.
Now we're in a position where we are monitoring conditions real time on the ground, and when we start to see the things that we were projecting come into play, that's when we'll actually make the decision to shut power off.
Daigler says the primary role of SCE is to keep the power flowing, shutting it off to protect people. Also fits the definition of serving their customers appropriately and safely. Live in Irwindale, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
L.A. County Fire Captain Tony and Brenda tells KNX fire crews are setting up in the highest danger areas.
L.A. County Fire has got three strike teams that are going to be deployed to high fire threat areas in the wildland-urban interface. We will have one over at Fire Station 89 in Agora, another one at Fire Station 150 up in the Santa Clarita area.
Another near La Cañada, Flint Ridge, and Brenda says it's important for people living in the areas to be ready to evacuate if necessary and to obey the evacuation orders if they happen.
Weather Channel meteorologist Mark Thibodeau says tomorrow's fire danger will be very high.
Powerful wind gusts, single-digit relative humidity levels, both expected Thursday. Santa Ana winds, that's going to lead to very extensive fire potential across the area. Could be looking at some big-time wind gusts and fire starting up on very short notice during the day Thursday into Thursday night. Now is the time to secure your property. Be ready for some wild weather and some big fire potential.
And make sure you tune into KNX 1070 tomorrow morning for the very latest on the winds and fire danger. And the Dodgers need a W if they don't want to be watching the rest of the postseason from their couches. KNX 1070's John Baird is live from Dodger Stadium.
It's warm and breezy here at Dodger Stadium, fire season weather for sure, and the Dodgers can only hope that their bats catch fire tonight. They won 106 games in the regular season. That doesn't matter very much right now. It's a must-win situation against the Nationals in Game 5. A fan tells me he's convinced they'll get it done.
They can do it. They can do it. If they just focus and play and remember why they're playing, they're going to do it. That's all there is to it.
But they have to get by Nationals ace Steven Strasburg, who mowed L.A. down in Game 2. Fans are just now arriving at the stadium. Players were stretching and playing catch on the field just a short time ago. First pitch is still 2.5 hours away. Live at Dodger Stadium, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
There is backlash against the governor's plan to divert gas tax money from road repairs to rail projects.
It's part of an executive order that aims to reduce emissions in the state in the face of climate change. Assemblyman Jim Patterson is a Fresno Republican.
The consequence of that executive order meant that Caltrans, in their latest effort to say where they're going to spend money over the next 2 years, canceled out at least three road projects.
Two projects are the widening of Highway 99 in and out of Fresno. The other, the widening of Highway 46 between the Central Valley and the coast. It's nicknamed Blood Alley because of the large number of fatal crashes.
It really is an executive order that says your personal automobile is the problem. You can't be driving it the way you want to and how often you want to.
Caltrans told the Sacramento Bee that the executive order has nothing to do with those three projects being canceled. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A baby girl is said to be doing well after her mother left her with firefighters in Koreatown under the state's safe surrendered baby law. Authorities believe the little girl was about 2 hours old when she was taken to L.A.'s Fire Station 13 on Pico Boulevard. The law allows a parent to voluntarily surrender their infant to a hospital or fire station without fear of arrest within 72 hours of birth.
She stole Social Security benefits from the disabled and elderly, now faces up to 20 years in prison.
It wasn't difficult to do. Prosecutors say she did it from her cubicle in the Social Security Administration's Fountain Valley office, accessing the 10 victims' records and changing the direct deposit information.
As a result, those monies were not deposited into those individuals' bank accounts. Rather, they were deposited into the defendant's bank account. And so those victims were out that money.
How much? More than $176,000. Assistant U.S. Attorney David Chow calls it very serious conduct. The defendant, now a former Social Security Administration employee, has pleaded guilty to wire fraud. As part of a plea agreement, other charges against the Garden Grove resident are expected to be dropped. No comment from her attorney. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The future of driverless taxis in Los Angeles could hinge on some 3D maps now in the works.
3D maps are being created of Los Angeles to one day compose a virtual reality that robot cars can understand. According to the LA Times, Google's self-driving car project Waymo sent out three Chrysler minivans this week to map not only the streets, but the curbs, fire hydrants, potholes, fences, and crosswalks. Waymo has already mapped other cities, but they say Los Angeles has some of the most complex transportation challenges in the country. As for when robot taxis might start rolling here, the only answer seems to be not soon. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.